Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a virtual event you attended recently. Virtual events have become increasingly common in recent years, making them a popular topic in IELTS speaking tests. This article will guide you through answering questions about a virtual event you attended recently, providing sample answers and expert tips to help you achieve a high band score. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1 of the IELTS speaking test, you may be asked general questions about virtual events. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q1. Have you ever attended a virtual event? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I have. I recently attended a virtual conference about digital marketing. It was quite interesting and convenient since I could participate from home. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I've participated in several virtual events recently, but the one that stands out was an international webinar on sustainable development. It was remarkably engaging and offered the unique advantage of connecting with experts from around the globe without leaving my home office. Q2. Do you think virtual events will replace in-person events in the future? Band 6-7. Answer. I don't think virtual events will completely replace in-person events, but they will probably become more common. Both types have their advantages and disadvantages. Band 8-9. Answer. While virtual events have certainly gained traction, especially in light of recent global circumstances, I believe we're heading towards a hybrid model rather than a complete replacement. In-person events offer irreplaceable networking opportunities and a level of human connection that's challenging to replicate virtually. However, the accessibility and cost-effectiveness of virtual events make them an attractive option for many organizations and participants. The future likely lies in striking a balance between the two formats to maximize benefits for all stakeholders. Part 2. Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to virtual events. Cue card. Describe a virtual event you attended recently. You should say what the event was about, when and how you attended it, who else attended the event, and explain why you found it interesting or not. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a fascinating virtual conference I attended last month, which focused on the future of artificial intelligence in healthcare. The event was organized by a leading tech company and spanned 2 days, featuring a diverse range of speakers from around the world. I participated in this event from the comfort of my home office, using a specialized conference platform that allowed for seamless interaction between attendees and presenters. The organizers had done an excellent job in creating an immersive virtual environment, complete with a main stage for keynote speeches and breakout rooms for more focused discussions. The attendees were a mix of healthcare professionals, AI researchers, and industry leaders, which led to some truly thought-provoking exchanges. What I found particularly impressive was the use of real-time polling and Q&A sessions, which made the experience feel much more interactive than I had initially anticipated. What made this event truly interesting for me was the way it bridged the gap between theoretical AI concepts and practical healthcare applications. One presentation that stood out discussed the potential of AI in early cancer detection, which I found both fascinating and hopeful. The speakers didn't shy away from addressing ethical concerns either, which I believe is crucial in this field. Overall, while I initially had some reservations about attending a virtual conference, this event exceeded my expectations in terms of content quality and engagement. It left me feeling inspired and eager to delve deeper into this rapidly evolving field. Examiner's follow-up questions. How did this virtual event compare to in-person events you've attended? Do you think virtual events are more environmentally friendly than traditional events? Sample answers, band 8-9. Comparing this virtual event to in-person conferences I've attended, I'd say it offered some distinct advantages. The most notable was the accessibility. I could easily attend sessions without the need for travel, which saved time and reduced fatigue. Additionally, the digital format allowed for instant access to presentation materials and easy note-taking. However, I did miss the spontaneous networking opportunities that often occur during coffee breaks or lunch at physical events. While the virtual platform had networking features, they didn't quite replicate the natural flow of in-person interactions. That said, the global reach of the virtual event was impressive, bringing together experts who might not have been able to attend an in-person conference, which greatly enriched the discussions. From an environmental perspective, I believe virtual events do have a significant edge over traditional conferences. The most obvious benefit is the dramatic reduction in carbon emissions associated with travel, particularly for international events. Additionally, virtual events eliminate the need for printed materials, reducing paper waste. They also don't require large venue spaces, which saves on energy consumption for lighting, heating, and cooling. However, it's worth considering the environmental impact of increased internet usage and the energy required to power devices for long periods. On balance, though, I think the environmental benefits of virtual events are substantial, especially when you factor in the potential for reaching a wider audience without the ecological cost of mass travel. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q1. How do you think virtual events impact social interactions? Band 6-7 answer. Virtual events can make it easier for people to attend from anywhere, but they might reduce face-to-face interactions. This could affect how people build relationships and network. Band 8-9 answer. Virtual events have undoubtedly transformed social interactions in both positive and negative ways. On one hand, they've democratized access to events that might have been geographically or financially out of reach for many, fostering a more inclusive environment. This has led to a broadening of perspectives as people from diverse backgrounds can now easily connect and share ideas. However, the lack of physical presence does present challenges. The nuances of nonverbal communication can be lost in virtual settings, potentially leading to misunderstandings or a sense of disconnection. Moreover, the serendipitous encounters that often occur at in-person events, those chance meetings during coffee breaks that can lead to valuable connections or collaborations, are harder to replicate virtually. That said, I believe we're seeing a rapid evolution in virtual event platforms to address these shortcomings. Features like virtual networking lounges, AI-powered matchmaking, and even VR-based environments are emerging to bridge the gap between virtual and physical interactions. As these technologies mature, we may find that virtual events can offer unique social benefits that complement, rather than replace, traditional face-to-face interactions. Q2. Do you think virtual events will change the way we learn and share knowledge in the future? Band 6-7 answer. Yes. I think virtual events will change how we learn. They make it easier to access information from experts around the world, which can be very helpful for students and professionals. Band 8-9 answer. I firmly believe that virtual events are poised to revolutionize our approach to learning and knowledge sharing. The most immediate impact is the unprecedented accessibility to expertise. Geographic and financial barriers that once limited attendance to prestigious conferences or lectures have been significantly reduced, allowing a much wider audience to benefit from cutting-edge insights and discussions. Furthermore, virtual events are catalyzing a shift towards more interactive and personalized learning experiences. Advanced platforms now offer features like real-time polling, breakout rooms, and AI-driven content recommendations, enabling participants to tailor their learning journey to their specific interests and needs. This level of customization was often challenging to achieve in traditional, large-scale events. Another crucial aspect is the potential for continuous learning. Virtual events can be easily recorded and archived, creating valuable repositories of knowledge that can be accessed long after the event has concluded. This asynchronous learning capability aligns well with modern lifestyles and diverse time zones, allowing learners to engage with content at their own pace. However, it's important to acknowledge that this shift also presents challenges. Ensuring equitable access to technology and maintaining engagement in a virtual environment are ongoing concerns. Additionally, some fields may still require hands-on, in-person experiences for optimal learning. In conclusion, while virtual events won't entirely replace traditional learning methods, they are undoubtedly reshaping the landscape of knowledge dissemination. The future likely lies in a blended approach, leveraging the strengths of both virtual and in-person experiences to create more inclusive, flexible, and effective learning opportunities. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test, incorporate these advanced vocabulary items and phrases into your responses. Immersive experience, immersperience, noun phrase, an event that fully engages participants, making them feel as if they are physically present. Example, the virtual reality aspects of the conference provided an immersive experience. Seamless interaction, noun phrase, smooth and effortless communication or engagement. Example, the platform allowed for seamless interaction between presenters and attendees. Thought-provoking, thought adjective, stimulating careful consideration or attention. Example, the keynote speech was thought-provoking, challenging our preconceptions about AI. Bridge the gap, bridthep, idiom, to connect two different ideas or groups. Example, the event aimed to bridge the gap between academic research and industry applications. Democratize access, democratize, verb phrase, to make something available to everyone. Example, virtual events have helped to democratize access to expert knowledge. Catalyze a shift, catalyze shift, to cause or accelerate a change. Example, the success of virtual conferences is catalyzing a shift towards more flexible event formats. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing virtual events, practice describing experiences in detail, focusing on your thoughts, feelings, and observations. Develop a range of vocabulary related to technology, communication, and event organization. Prepare to discuss both advantages and disadvantages of virtual events compared to traditional ones. Work on expressing abstract ideas about the future of technology and its impact on society. Use a variety of sentence structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Be prepared to give specific examples to support your opinions and ideas. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a natural use of advanced vocabulary and grammatical structures. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss virtual events and related topics in your IELTS speaking test, potentially boosting your band score significantly.